Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hunter Biden in even more trouble today as business partners apparently push to get Joe involved in the Chinese deal. Their words, not mine. They called it a no-brainer, saying texts between the two are authentic. That's right. They've even found out that all these text messages that have been leaked are actually authentic and genuine. Hunter Biden's former business partners push to get the Democratic presidential Joe Biden, president-elect, involved in a deal with the chairman of the Chinese energy company. Tony Bobulinski and James Galar worked with Hunter on business deals with the Chinese energy company CEFE and sought to get Hunter's father, the former vice president at the time in 2016, involved in the deal to make sure it appears, quote, a truly family business. Again, their words, not mine. Truly a family business. Bobulinski and James Galar also involved Joe's brother. Yeah, the other guy under federal investigation, Jim Biden, in the deal as well, according to messages obtained by Fox News. In an April 30th, 2017 exchange, Bobulinski asked Galar, what is the deal with Jim Biden, as he wasn't part of the discussion, but now seems a focal point, question mark. Galar responds to Bobulinski saying, with H demons, referring to Hunter's demons, could be good to have a backup. He strengthens our USP to China and the Chinese, as it looks like a truly family business, and I like the dude. Later in May 11, 2017 exchange, Galar wrote to Bobulinski, quote, man, you are right. Let's get the company set up. Then tell H, Hunter, and family the high stakes and get Joe involved. Clearly, Joe Biden. Now, if you want to know who's lying to you, Joe is the guy. The president of the United States of America, come January the 20th, has repeatedly denied that he was ever involved in any of his son's overseas business dealings. The only problem is we have records, eyewitnesses, and Bobulinski's testimony that he did meet not once but twice with the big guy in person, Joe Biden. So Joe's campaign, of course, is saying nothing to see here. Everything's fine. We were never involved in any of my son's overseas business dealings, which included negotiations for tens of millions of dollars in contracts with the communist Chinese, as well as the Ukraine and in Russia. There's others beside that. Those are just the big ones. It's not clear from the text message how Bob Alinsky and Galar plan to involve the former vice president in the business dealings. But what we do know from Bob Alinsky's own words in that interview he did with Hunter Biden and the press conference the media refused to cover the day of the last presidential debate is he's more than willing to tell you how involved the big guy was. The business venture in question was known as Cinehawk Holdings. That's where Bob Alinsky was a CEO. And it involved heavily Hunter Biden and Jim Biden trading on Joe Biden's name. Bob Alinsky and Glar and other former business associate of Hunter Biden's, Rob Walker, were all involved in the deal because we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars from China. The business deal did fall through as the communist Chinese energy company never sent the funds to Cinehawk for the $10 million they requested and now is bankrupt. However, on May 4th and 5th of 2017, Bob Alinsky and Galar discussed getting Joe to attend a meeting purportedly to be attended by the Chinese Communist Energy Company executives scheduled for days later on May the 7th. Quote, "Think Joe may come Sunday. I'm hoping," Galar texted. Bob Alinsky replied saying, "Yay, I told Jim that would be Joe Biden's brother. That's a no-brainer. If he can make it, he should be there." Galar wrote back, "Agreed." And May 20th, 2017, on another exchange, the two business associates discussed the Biden family's apparent wariness to having Joe mentioned as being directly involved during certain discussions. They described the Biden family as, quote, paranoid. Galar wrote to Bob Alinsky, "Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid," Galar said to Bob Alinsky. Bob Alinsky replied, "Okay, hey, they should be paranoid about things." Bob Alinsky knew how shady all of this was, and he was starting to understand how the Biden crime family worked. Now, remember, Bob Alinsky is a legitimate CEO, legitimate businessman, and all of a sudden he's seeing how the Biden crime family works. That's why he writes back in all caps, "Okay, they should be paranoid about things." Now, we also have new news, and that is this. Hunter Biden has already admitted in a December the 9th statement that federal investigators are looking into his taxes. The investigators have reportedly focused in on Hunter's business dealings in China. Quote, "I learned yesterday for the first time that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware advised my legal counsel, also yesterday, that they are investigating my tax affairs," Biden said in a statement. "I take this matter very seriously, but I am confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my legal affairs and appropriately, including with the benefit of professional tax advisors, got it done the right way." Earlier this year, Bob Alinsky went public with allegations that the former vice president was mixed up in his son's business dealings, saying in part, "What I'm outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I'm the CEO of Cinehawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through this communist Chinese energy company and the chairman Ying and the Biden family. I was brought into the company," Bob Alinsky said, "to be the CEO by James Galar and Hunter Biden." The reference to the big guy is, well, the big guy, Joe Biden, the big guy. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to be what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. Now, let me take you back to Bob Alinsky here when he went public. This is the guy who said, we know that Joe was involved. In fact, I was told by James Gillard to not mention Joe Biden being involved in emails because the Biden family is paranoid. Gillard actually wrote that to Bob Alinsky, saying in these newly unearthed messages, quote, don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you're face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid. And Bob Alinsky wrote back, okay, they should be paranoid about things. Because Bob Alinsky was realizing, holy crap, Joe Biden is running a criminal family empire here and making millions off of his name while whoring himself out because of his connections to the government to get all these deals. So, if you're Joe Biden and you got to deal with this, where do you go, right? What interview do you do? How do you put this behind you? You go on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. That's how you fix things. And you get the comedian to ask you a tough question. A tough question about your son. And this is what Joe Biden had to say on The Late Show.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is. And he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
Smartest man I know. He's a grown man. He's the smartest man I know. He's done nothing wrong. And I'm going to tell a comedian this, and you're supposed to say, okay, we can move on. Because this media, the media, I want to make this clear, they wanted this interview to happen so that they could cover the soundbite and then never have to mention it again. Well, Joe Biden responded to a comedian about his son being under federal investigation and his brother. The big guy has come out and said, quote, Hunter Biden's the smartest man I know. I mean, in the pure intellectual capacity. This is a guy that's so stupid that he leaves multiple laptops with illegal activity on it, including videos of him smoking crack and having sex, and doesn't go back to pick him up. Does that sound like the smartest man you know? Hunter Biden's the smartest man you know, has a treasure trove of not just personal pornography that he created, but also all of these financial dealings. He has audio tapes screaming about things that are illegal. Money that he never paid taxes on in emails that now the federal government has. And this is the smartest guy you know? Now, you'd think that the comedian, Stephen Colbert, of course, would like respond to that and say, well, hold on a second. Is really the smartest guy you know doing these types of things, leaving these laptops, putting you in a situation, not reporting allegedly $400,000 on his taxes? You think that follow-up question happened? Nope.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play. But look, it is what it is. And he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
And by the way, I'm a victim. That's the other part here. It's foul play for you to come after me. You can't come after me. That's foul play. How dare you come after, use my son to come after me? This is foul play. And you should understand that this is foul play. It's pure evil that they're coming after my son, the smartest man I know, who's done nothing wrong, by the way. Never done anything wrong. Foul play. Smartest man I know. Smart people don't do what Hunter Biden's done. Okay? Smart people don't. This interview with Stephen Colbert was just so embarrassing, and it was so much pandering. Let me just give you an example of how embarrassing this interview was with a comedian. You know, they were talking about race issues. And Joe Biden, I want you to imagine if Donald Trump would have said this, what the media would have done. Just, and this is just a side note of just how absurd this interview really was. You go find a comedian that hates Donald Trump to interview you in a serious interview, and that's how you get out of all of this, by saying you've addressed it, so you don't have to answer real questions from the media, because there were no follow-up questions to any of this crap from Stephen Colbert, because he's not a journalist, he's a comedian. But Joe Biden was talking about race in this country and says, you know what, Jill, my wife, she actually's got a prayer partner from an African-American church. Like, there's my one token black friend. And no one's outraged over this. If a Republican would have said this, oh, my gosh, they would have lost their minds. This is white-splaining things. This is classic racism. I got a black friend. I got a black friend. This is classic racism. Meanwhile, Joe Biden walked out there. Hey, we got us a black friend. Jill prays with one.
I really am.
I know you've been very open about the importance of faith in your life. And Dr. Biden, I know you have a prayer partner that you picked up.
I do.
On the campaign. Who is that? And I've never had a prayer partner. What's a prayer partner?
I could be your prayer partner.
I'm in.
It was a woman I met. It was, you know, I had a real struggle with my faith after Bo died, because I just didn't believe he was going to die. And we were in South Carolina at a church, and a woman came up to me. And she,
an African-American church.
Yeah. And she put her hand on me and she said, Jill, I want to be your prayer partner. And I thought, prayer partner? I never heard of that. But I have to tell you, we call one another. She texts me a couple times a week. She actually texted me this morning. And we've continued to pray and pray for, you know, this country and people struggling. I mean, look how many people, Americans, are struggling through this pandemic. It's meant a great deal to me. So
I mean, here's my thing. Maybe this is true, but I'm just, you know, if a Republican would have said, I met a black person on the campaign trail, and now I got me a black friend in the African-American church, and we're praying together, they'd go nuts. But that was a setup question. It tells you how fixed this interview really was from the very beginning. This was all a fix interview. A great example is Stephen Colbert saying to Joe Biden, you know, what do you want to say to those people actually asking questions about your son that are really just doing this against you? What do you want to say about this?
As long as the both of you have both been in Washington and weathered the slings and arrows of that town, mm-hmm. you're about to step into something completely different right now. And as you've known, people who you thought that you could rely on sometimes turn on you. What are you going to do, and how will you sustain each other for the attacks that you know are coming your way? I mean, case in point, I know you want to be as bipartisan and reach across the aisle, but as much as you don't want it to happen, you know that the people who want to make hay in Washington are going to try to use your adult son as a cudgel against you. How do you feel about that, and what do you have to say to those people?
I mean, I love this. This is the same guy that every night goes on TV, Stephen Colbert, trying to destroy the Trump family, saying Donald Trump should be in prison, that his family should be in prison, that they're a crime family, Russian collusion, and made a living off of Russian collusion that never existed. And now he's like, oh, I feel so sorry for you, Joe Biden. I don't even know how to ask you this question. It must be so terrible to be you and Jill Biden. How tough is it to be you and Jill Biden? It's so hard to be you and Jill Biden. I don't know what it's like. I mean, this is a whole nother level. I mean, you were only the vice president the last time. You were only the vice president the last time. But this is a different level than you've ever seen before, what people are about to do to you. This is a different level. You don't understand how tough this is going to be. You don't understand how hard it is. And now they're going to come after your adult son. What do you have to say to them? Your adult son was whoring out you to the highest bidder of communist countries and making millions doing it. Your brother did it for 30 years. Your brother was a bag man. Your son and your brother under federal investigation, by the way, something that Donald Trump's kids were never under federal investigation, and the Russian collusion thing was completely disproved. The same Russian collusion that you, Stephen Colbert, went on every night trying to hope that Donald Trump would get impeached. And now you want me to feel sorry for you, Joe Biden. This question, again, this is nothing but a, hey, I'd love to interview, you know, Joe Biden and his wife, Jill. If you guys can get me an interview, I'll ask him you whatever the hell you want me to ask him. I will set them up. I'll deal with the Hunter Biden thing so they don't have to deal with it moving forward for months. I'll make them look good. Just give me the interview. And that's exactly what Stephen Colbert did last night. It's nothing but a political wet dream for the Bidens. Couldn't have been any easier than this. Somehow we turned them into a victim. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to be what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. But how did Stephen Colbert decide to do this interview? Stephen Colbert made a deal with the Biden team. Very clear. I will set you up somehow that I'll make you the victim. I'll set you up to make sure that somehow this you've been wronged. I will set you up so that you don't have to talk about this for months because we cover it all. In fact, I'm going to make it seem like what you're going through right now is just unfair, pure, evil, partisan politics. The same thing I've been doing to Donald Trump and his family for the last 4 years during my TV show. But I'm going to turn you into a victim, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, just come on my show. I got you covered. This is an actual comedian interviewing the first big sit-down interview with Jill and Joe Biden. A comedian's doing it. You think they have confidence in their son? Give me a break. And by the way, he says, look, you've been in D.C. before. You know about how there's people you trust, and then all of a sudden they turn against you. And you've seen this, but this is somehow a different level now. He was the vice president for 8 years. Are you kidding me? There's nothing that he's going to experience this time that he didn't experience last time. Give me a break. You're the vice president. You've run for president multiple times. You've been there for 30, 40 years. You're telling me that this is a different level of scrutiny? No, it's not. Joe Biden's done it all. He knows exactly what it's going to be like to be the president. The only difference is he stays there at night instead of going back to the vice president's residency. But these tough, hard-hitting questions from the comedian, they're so America will feel sorry for Joe Biden because of what he's having to do. They're attacking your son. So now the federal government's attacking your son, not the partisan politics of the Republican Party. No, 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 no. This is all the federal government. It's all ruse somehow done by the evil Republicans, even though none of that's true either.
long as the both of you have both been in Washington and weathered the slings and arrows of that town, mm-hmm. you're about to step into something completely different right now.
Not true.
And as you've known, people who you thought that you could rely on sometimes turn on you. What are you going to do, and how will you sustain each other for the attacks that you know are coming your way? I mean, case in point, I know you want to be as bipartisan and reach across the aisle, but as much as you don't want it to happen, you know.
By the way, this idea that, well, I know you want to reach across the aisle. Give me an example where Joe Biden reached across the aisle in the 8 years under the Obama administration. Can somebody tell me a time that Joe Biden wanted to reach across the aisle? When he was doing his, quote, acceptance speech the other night and burning down 74 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump. Tell me how that was somehow reaching across the aisle. Are you kidding me? Come on. But again, that's what you get when you get a comedian doing this crap.
That the people who want to make hay in Washington are going to try to use your adult son as a cudgel against you. How do you feel about that, and what do you have to say to those people?
Well, look, we have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is. And he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in terms of pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
As a father, I understand that, and I admire that. But I mean, in terms of your job as president, can you reach across?
I mean, this is there. There we go. We dealt with it. He's the smartest man I know. I mean, he may get hammered. He might do a lot of drugs. He may have got kicked out of the military. He may have fathered a child that we refused to admit was a part of our family in Arkansas. He may have left up a bunch of laptops with criminal information on it. He may have not done his taxes the right way. But he's the smartest man I know. I mean, this guy is the smartest guy I know. Okay, he's intellectually the smartest guy I know. Well, we're all screwed, folks. I'm telling you this right now, we are screwed. If this is the smartest guy that you know, we are just totally screwed. It is game over. Nothing to see here. It is done. Can you imagine what this cabinet's going to be if Hunter Biden's the example of excellency? I mean, there was an article that was written, and it was a joke, but not really. It said Mayor Pete, he's now going to be the transportation secretary. There was a headline today. It was brilliant. Mayor Pete's transportation credentials include riding Amtrak and proposing to his husband at an airport. Yeah. Joe Biden has named Mayor Pete as his pick for transportation secretary. Mayor Pete has no experience in transportation, much like Hunter Biden had no experience in anything he was doing with Burisma or China. In fact, South Bend is actually notorious for having terrible roads and potholes where he was the mayor. In his acceptance address, Mayor Pete cited that he believed to be the qualifications needed to run the Department of Transportation. He said he loves riding Amtrak, took college trips on cargo ships, and proposed to his husband in an airport terminal, saying, quote, "Don't let anybody tell you that O'Hare," referring to Chicago's airport, "is not romantic, and that is your transportation secretary." By the way, if you want to know why he really got the job, I'm not saying this, I'm using his words. May have been because he's gay. The reason why I say that is because his acceptance address dealt more with that than actual transportation. Quote, he recounted watching one of former President Bill Clinton's nominees get rejected because of his sexuality. "At the time, I had no aspirations of being appointed by a president to anything," he said. "I was a long way from coming out, even to myself. But still, I watched that story and I learned something about some of the limits that exist in this country when it comes to who is allowed to belong 2 decades later." I can't help but think of a 17-year-old somewhere who might be watching us right now. Somebody who wonders whether and where they belong in the world or even in their own family. And I'm thinking about the message that today's announcement is sending to them. NPR, by the way, you know that National Public Broadcasting Radio that you pay billions of dollars to keep running. They gushed at the mayor, saying that he has such a personal love for transportation. They said they have a personal love for jetliners, and so does he. Mayor Pete says, if confirmed, he will work to bring about racial harmony on the transportation department. I have no idea what that even means. Maybe the guy should just focus on fixing the damn roads. But this is the media right now, and this is what's happening. This is the media right now, and this is what is happening. And this is what you get when you elect someone like Joe Biden. And this is what you get from a media when they decide that this is how we're going to do it. This is how we are going to do it. It's amazing. And I'll leave it at that.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.